This news update's being brought to you by Zimmerman & Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around, and by Thumb Bank & Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Tammy Alice Langley of Caseville has successfully completed a delayed sentence program, resulting in a reduction of charges. Originally facing larceny of a building charges, Langley fulfilled all requirements of her delayed sentence agreement, and upon successful completion, Judge Prill reduced the charge to attempted possession of analogs. During the last meeting of the Owendale-Gagetown Public School District, the Board of Education approved some staffing matters. The Board approved granting tenure to teacher Alice Hudson. Approval was given to hire Nicole Walters as the Great Start Readiness Program leader teacher. And the Board accepted the resignation of Christy Baker as the athletic director with regrets. After following consideration of the issue, the board approved declining the 3-1-AA funding based on its current language conditions of receiving funds, but with the option of revisiting the decision because language conditions may change. Some schools have joined a lawsuit regarding 3-1-AA and the way it was worded. The board also approved the resolution to repeal NEOLA policies and replace them with policies from Thurn. NEOLA is an acronym for New Educational Opportunities for Learning and Achievement. NEOLA provides school districts with complete service for developing and updating board bylaws and policies, administrative guidelines, procedures, forms, staff handbooks, student handbooks in electronic and printed formats. Thurn is now basically providing the same service, so some schools are changing to use Thurn. The school district also approved participating with Huron Intermediate School District and Huron County School Districts in advertising to keep schools of choice students. And Huron County Democrats recently contributed more than $2,000 in dozens of children's gifts to support local foster families as part of their Democrats Care holiday outreach effort. Party members donated toys, games, hand-knit hats, and stuffed animals, which were turned over to the County Department of Health and Human Services representatives during a gathering at the Democrat headquarters on North Heisterman Street in Bad Axe on Monday, December 1st. Organizers collected unwrapped items using age-specific wish lists to ensure children received appropriate presents, while additional cash contributions will help fund the December Foster Care Christmas Party for Huron County youth. The combination of gifts and monetary donations is intended to make the annual celebration more festive and inclusive for children in the local foster care system. We'll return right after this.
Since 1895, we've been more than just a bank. We've been your neighbor. At Thumb Bank & Trust, we're locally owned, locally involved, and locally invested in the communities we serve. Hi, I'm Heather Drayback from Thumb Bank & Trust Bad Axe Branch. From sponsoring Little League teams to supporting local businesses, we believe in serving our local community. Because here, relationships aren't built on transactions, they're built on trust. We provide convenient banking services, whether you prefer to stop in and see us or visit our online banking solutions at www.thumb.bank. We offer personal, business, and agribusiness loan and deposit solutions. We're the bank large enough to serve you, but the right size to care about your specific needs. Our community bankers are here to help you whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or saving for the future. Because when you grow, our whole community grows stronger. Thumb Bank & Trust, community strong since 1895. Experience the difference a local community bank can make.
Heather Drayback, NMLS number 758504. Thumb Bank & Trust, NMLS number 462637. Loans are subject to credit approval. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back with more news. Federal officials say Senate and House lawmakers from both parties are preparing to question Admiral Frank Bradley in closed and public sessions this week about second U.S. airstrike on a suspected drug boat in the Caribbean, focusing on whether his order complied with the law of armed conflict and who in the chain of command approved the follow-up attack. And Russia and U.S. envoys have concluded 5 hours of talks in Moscow on a potential peace framework from the Ukraine war without reaching a compromise, although both sides described the discussions as constructive and signaled that further diplomacy is possible. And that's been your news, brought to you by Zimmerman & Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around. And by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today.
When you lose power, you lose it all. No lights, no heat or air conditioning, no refrigeration. Your well, sub pump, and medical devices won't work. This is Jack Zimmerman. With a standby generator from Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin or Pigeon, you won't miss a beat. We have 7 models of Generac standby generators in stock and ready to be installed, ranging from 9 kilowatt to 26 kilowatt. They automatically go on when the lights go out.
Standby generators are affordable and we have financing plans available. We can also maintain your current system. Regular maintenance and options like an LP fuel monitor, an oil sleeve, and a battery heater to ensure a smooth start in cold conditions. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric, family owned for over 42 years. For a free quote, call Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin at 989-738-7798 or Pigeon at 989-453-2991.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes, wishing everyone out there a safe and happy holiday season.